Chris Meyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a retired neurosurgeon who writes the Blaylock Health Letter, and, of course, certainly is one of our favorite guests here. And this evening, we were going to be talking about cancer treatments. Dr. Blaylock had an opportunity to go to Houston, Texas, to visit with Dr. Blaylock, but with Dr. Brzezinski down there, who has developed a treatment for cancer that, well, I'm going to let him tell you about it, because, you know, tragically, so many people are dying of cancer. The incidence of cancer has been rising. And, of course, the therapy consists primarily of certainly either cutting the lesion out or giving chemotherapy or certainly radiation. And many times these treatments are quite ineffective. So let's get to Dr. Blaylock and his thoughts of certainly cancer and cancer treatments. Russell, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Stan. I appreciate the opportunity to come on your program.
All right. Why don't you tell us what your thoughts are in cancer treatment?
Well, I've been studying cancer and treating cancer patients since I was in medical school. I worked with the professor that was in charge of the cancer research and clinical treatment there at LSU Medical School. I had a real strong interest in cancer, and they were doing some things with immunotherapy of cancer, and that was one of my first interests in how to control cancer. And he was working primarily with melanomas at the time, and what they discovered was that if you made conglomerations of the cancer cells, these melanoma cells, and re-injected them in the patient, they would mount an immune response, and a lot of the skin tumors would just disappear. Of course, these were in patients in which the melanoma had spread all over the body, including the organs. And for a good while, the tumors would completely disappear, but in a large number of patients, they reappeared. Therapy was one of my primary interests for a long period of time. And then I got interested in nutritional treatment of cancers and began to look at the research literature that had been done on it. And, of course, 30 years ago when I first started looking into it, there wasn't a lot done in terms of good scientific studies or mechanisms of how nutrition could possibly affect cancer. Well, all of that's changed now. Now we had such intense investigations in some very sophisticated laboratories from all over the world looking at the effect of nutrition and particularly certain types of plant components called flavonoids, what effect they have on the growth of cancers. And we've seen some pretty remarkable things. And when I was treating patients with these flavonoids, I saw some pretty remarkable effects in terms of disappearance of some of the worst tumors you could imagine, just metastatic all over this patient's body. And most of the tumors had completely disappeared within 3 or 4 months. So it was a pretty remarkable effect. Well, then I heard about Dr. Brzezinski in Houston, Texas, that he had created a treatment using what he named anti-neoplastone, a group of proteins. And I was quite interested in his work, and I had an opportunity about 3 weeks ago to visit his laboratory.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Russell, you were just saying you went down to visit Dr. Baczynski in his laboratory then, and there, it's in Houston, isn't it?
Right.
All right, well, what did you find?
Well, he took us through his laboratory, showed us how the NEM blastons are separated and made into the injectables, and it's mainly an IV treatment, an intravenous treatment. And I had read a number of his articles explaining the way that the science behind this treatment, and got to look through some of the patient files in terms of how they responded to this treatment, and it was just absolutely remarkable. I've never seen anything like it. And what was impressive to me, he was treating some of the worst types of tumor that we ever exposed to, brainstem gliomas in particular, glioblastoma multiforme, which as a neurosurgeon I've operated on quite a few glioblastoma. It's just a horrible tumor. Almost everybody's dead within 2 years. His treatment changed that course dramatically. So went through with him and some private explanations of his mechanism that this antineoplaston group of proteins, how it works. And it's quite remarkable because it's nothing like chemotherapy. It's just totally different. It's one of the most advanced scientific treatments you could ever imagine. The mechanism by which it works is incredibly complex and something that I've been studying for at least the last 2 or 3 years. And it has to do with the complexity of how cells work, what we call cell signaling. And what that is molecules attached to receptors on the surface of a cell and give it instructions. And it transmits those instructions into the cell, to the DNA, by a very complex set of chemicals we call signaling molecules. There's literally thousands of them. There's 1,500 receptors on a single cell. There's about 500 different cell signaling molecules. So this is an enormously complex process. And most of it is controlled by the gene in the DNA. And what Dr. Brzezinski had discovered some years ago, he was a cancer researcher.
I'm going to ask you to hold that because I want all of our listeners to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kurt Russell was talking about going down to Houston to spend some time with Dr. Baczynski, and Dr. Baczynski uses something called antineoplastins, and they basically they work on the signal mechanism within the cells, and certainly cells have certainly these receptors on their surface, and from these receptors, of course, molecules will get onto those receptors, but then the signaling mechanism begins within the certain genes within the DNA of that cell, and this determines whether that cell is going to be grow excessively and become a cancerous cell. So you pick up the story.
Right, and so what you have in the DNA, the array of DNA, is literally thousands of genes that control whether a cell becomes cancerous or not. We call these oncogenes, referring to cancer. Normally, the genes that will cause a cell to become cancerous are turned off, and this is one of the modern developments we've discovered with genetics, and that is that genes can have these switches, and they're either turned on or turned off. If the gene is turned off, you get no reactivity. Well, these cancer-causing genes normally in a cell are turned off. Other genes are turned on, and their job is to make sure a cell, if it starts to become cancerous, it'll kill the cell. They're suicide genes. And they're very important. So DNA of a cell, it becomes too damaged by radiation or exposure to certain chemicals or whatever, And the cell is starting to gradually become more and more like a cancer cell. It activates these genes, turns them on, and it kills the cell so it can't proceed. What Dr. Brzezinski discovered was that there's a group of proteins that naturally exist in the body, circulate in the blood, and that in a high concentration they can turn on the genes that suppress cancer growth, and they can turn off genes that cause cancer to develop. And this involves something like almost 100 genes. Well, this has never been done before. His treatment is absolutely unique. Now, when you look at conventional chemotherapy, what it does is it tries to poison a single enzyme or a single signaling molecule in the cell with the idea of shutting it down so the cell can't reproduce or whatever. The problem with that is that there are so many of these cell signaling molecules, hundreds of them, that the cancer just bypasses that blockage. And so that's why you see patients who will have a cancer, they give them chemotherapy, the tumor shrinks, looks like it's going to kill the cancer, and then suddenly the cancer just starts growing rapidly and spreads all over the body, and they die very quickly. Well, cancer oncologists have understood this process and know that once a cancer escapes the effect of the chemotherapy, patients often die faster than they would if you'd have done nothing. And that's what's scary about chemotherapy. And, of course, the chemotherapy weakens the rest of the body, so they cannot withstand the stress and the nutritional effects of the growth of this cancer throughout the body. Well, the anti-neoplaston treatment, since it does not have any effect on normal cells, it only affects cancer cells in that it's turning on the good genes and turning off the bad ones, makes the cancer stop growing and completely disappear because it allows these killer genes in there to kill off the cancer cells. Well, theoretically, it's all very beautiful, but it goes far beyond that because he's been treating patients for over 20 years. And he was allowed, he started treating some of the worst of the brain tumors that we treat, the glioblastoma, the brainstem glioma in children, which is just a horrible tumor. 93% of children are dead within 2 years, and none live 5 years. So it's a very deadly cancer. And the glioblastoma is similar, and that's more in adults. About 92 or 93% of those are dead within 2 years, and only a very small percentage, 1 or 2%, can live 5 years. So both of these tumors are the worst of the tumors that you'll deal with. Well, he was doing his treatments on these patients, and many of them were beginning to have long-term survivals. Now, we're not talking about just 5 years, but 10 years and even 20 year survival, in which in many of these patients the tumor was completely gone and the person was completely healthy because there's no side effects of toxicity from this treatment, none at all. So the FDA found out that he had not completed all of the requirements for doing this, and so they raided his clinic and were going to arrest him and put him in jail. And the Attorney General of the state of Texas tried to make a big case out of it for political reasons. And fortunately, he had a very good attorney, who's a good friend of mine, who took his case and eventually won the case, and the FDA had to back off. But one of the interesting things during this case was all these parents were coming to testify, and they were crying and talking about how their little child had had conventional treatment, and they were given up for dead, and Dr. Brzezinski treated them with the anti-neoplastons, and 5-10 years later, they're healthy and well and normal children. And that if the court ordered him to stop treating them, of course, they would die. So with that presentation of multiple patients, the response of the FDA attorney was, well, this is not about whether or not the treatment works. We will concede that it works. That's not the question. The question is, or the problem is, he violated an FDA bureaucratic rule. In other words, all these little children and people, adults, were supposed to die to satisfy the FDA rule. Well, fortunately, a lot of this has been taken care of in the court. So he's allowed to treat patients, but in the brain tumor patients, he can only treat patients who have had a full course of conventional treatment, which, by admission from traditional oncologists, has no effect on the tumor whatsoever. Doesn't increase survival a day. He's allowed to treat other type of cancers primarily, in other words, before they have any other treatments or is this the only treatment. Now, when you look at these brainstem gliomas, as I said, none of these children live 5 years. Over 90% are dead within 2 years after diagnosis. So you're taking patients who not only have the worst type of cancer and location of brain cancer you could possibly have, but they have been through a full course of chemotherapy and radiation therapy by the time Dr. Brzezinski sees them. So they're in the worst classification. They failed all known treatments. And in that group, he's had a large percentage, something like 20%, 30%, are still alive at 5 years and doing very well, many with no evidence of the tumor at all. With the glioblastoma patients, being that most are dead within 2 years, he's showing over 30% are alive and well at 5 years, again, many with no evidence of the tumor.
But, of course, if he could get to them early, why, he'd have a much better chance of curing them, wouldn't he?
Right, and he was even had looked at that in children who had no previous treatment, you know, before the FDA came down on him, and it was dramatically better. It went from something like 19% survival to as much as 49% to 50% survival if they had not had previous treatment. So obviously, if we didn't have this bureaucratic monstrosity called the FDA standing in the way, we would have a lot of children alive and well and with their parents growing up normal. But the government has mandated, no, these children must die on the altar of FDA bureaucratic rules and the influence of the oncologist and pharmaceutical companies who are making a lot of money out of treating them in a conventional way. Now, when he looked at some of these other tumors, they were quite impressive. He's really had dramatic effects on hepatic cancers, liver cancers, which are also very deadly. He gets dramatic shrinkage and disappearance of these tumors. Breast cancers, he gets tremendous results. Prostate cancers. He's treated over 50 different types of cancer in hundreds of patients. And gotten some very dramatic results in treating them. But still, the oncology world is virtually ignoring his incredible increase in survival of these patients and the fact that he's getting these survivals with absolutely no toxicity. So there's no vomiting, no hair loss, no sickness. They feel fine, have full energy, can go to work, something that the traditional mainstream oncologist cannot do.
And of course, really, we've actually did a series of interviews on Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, talked to the father of a boy, who, of course, actually had to take his son and go on the run because they wanted to force him to have another realm of radiation therapy. Radiation therapy to the brain of a small child destroys the mind, and of course they, they get about a 25% reduction in their IQ, and yet the government mandated that child had to have the radiation therapy before they could go to see Dr. Brzezinski. In other words, destroy the brain, and then, of course, you can go to see him. Really a tragic story, among many tragic stories associated with his treatment. Will you pick up the story there, Russell?
Well, you know, and that's what struck me, is as I look at the science, and I've read a number of his articles published in highly regarded...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Destroyed their, the function of their brain. And yet, of course, this many times is what the courts are ordering today. And instead of allowing parents to get alternative treatment, they insist on simply the radiation and chemotherapy that they know destroys mental function. Why would they do that when there are effective treatments out there that could, in many instances, save the lives of these children and cure them, bring a cure? And we have to understand that central planning doesn't work, especially when you have an organization like the FDA, where a large part of the money, the salaries of the people who work for the FDA, it comes from the drug companies who do not want a treatment. And you have to understand that the FDA is in part financed by the pharmaceutical industry. Supposedly, they pay the FDA, so they'll make sure that their drugs are safe. Well, I'll tell you what, of course, he who pays the Piper calls the tune, and not only that, but many people, of course, work for the FDA, and then when they retire, if they've been good little boys and girls, they get a great job working for the pharmaceutical industry. And if you do not believe that occurs, we have a book written by the former editor of the New England Journal, a woman who is on the staff at Harvard, Dr. Marcia Angel. The book is entitled What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. Everybody should read it and weep and ask, why is nothing being done? Why won't our congressmen speak out? And I will tell you why. Because the drug companies finance many of our congressmen. We have the finest congressman in Washington, D.C., that money could buy. Go right ahead, Russell.
Well, your dissertation on that is exactly right. And the public, and by far the most of the doctors, just don't understand this. That the pharmaceutical grip on what's called mainstream medicine is so powerful. They control education in the medical school. They're financing most of the professors that are teaching the courses, so the courses are designed to promote the use of their pharmaceuticals. When I was a resident, the pharmaceutical representatives used to take us out to the most expensive restaurants in New Orleans. They used to give us big, thick, expensive textbooks, medical instruments, medical bags. We were just showered with gifts the whole 4 years of medical school, and when you're a resident, it's the same thing. So they even write articles for major journals. The pharmaceutical companies are writing the articles. And when you look at many of the articles that appear in New England Journal of Medicine or some of the more so-called prestigious journals, you see that it's actually the research was done by the pharmaceutical company itself. They've even been exposed writing articles and then asking doctors to put their names on the article, as if they wrote it. So we have all of these things that are proven. It's an extensive pressure by the pharmaceutical companies to control what is termed mainstream medicine. And it's particularly harsh in the field of oncology. It's just unbelievable. The oncologist has become nothing more than a glorified pharmacologist. When you look at what they do, they read the journal to find out, well, what is the newest combination of chemotherapeutic agents I should use? What's the latest form of radiation treatments I can use? But actually looking at the biology of cancer, they seem to know very little. In fact, when I started looking into the diets being proposed at some of the biggest cancer centers in this country, Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson Hospital, I found that they were having oncological dietitians recommend cancer patients eat pies, cakes, ice cream, cheesecake, bread, all these things that are known to increase the growth and spread of cancer tremendously. You know, any kind of sugar-containing product, particularly pastries and pies and cookies, cancer feeds off of glucose, the sugar. So, you know, it's been known for over 70 years that's the major fuel for cancers, and it makes them grow faster. We also know certain oils make them grow and also spread more, invade the tissue. these oils are vegetable oils like corn oil, safflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil. These oils make cancer not only grow faster, but make it metastasize all over the body and become incurable. Yet major cancer centers are telling patients they should eat all of this, if they possibly can.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Well, Russell, you go right ahead there.
I was talking about basically this horrible diet that these major cancer centers, and cancer centers all over the United States, right here in Jackson, Mississippi, I checked their dietary recommendations, and it was just as bad. And doctors are not paying attention to this. I've talked to patients who told me their doctors told them, just eat anything. Main thing, we don't want you to lose weight. Eat fried chicken, French fries. And these are all foods known, proven, to promote cancer growth and invasion. I find that absolutely shocking. And this is your so-called mainstream medicine. There's just so many secrets in the oncology world that patients are not aware of. For instance, it's known, if you read the scientific literature in the field of cancer, it's known that once the cancer spreads, almost no conventional treatment is going to help. If there's any benefit, it's temporary. They admit that they've made no advances in the treatment of metastatic cancers. Well, most cancers have already metastasized by the time they're discovered. Now, this is the interesting thing about the Brzezinski Clinic. All of his patients had metastatic cancer. They were all over the body. Yet he could cure a large number of these patients, stabilize the disease in an even larger number, so that they were alive 10, 15 years, 20 years later. And, of course, if you're, say, 65, 70 years old, and you've added 20 years to your lifespan, well, fine, you'll be 90 years old by the time this comes back, if it ever comes back. So, the difference in this treatment, which is a purely scientific treatment, this is nothing strange. It's based on the most advanced cancer biology we know.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment to explore the Brzezinski breakthrough. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney and Dr. Blaylock is simply talking about the fact that Dr. Brzezinski is able to treat metastatic cancer that's spread throughout the body. In fact, almost all of his cases have metastases, but he's not trying to treat a local lesion with radiation or cutting it out, because you can't cut out metastatic cancer. He's actually attacking the biology of the cell, and by turning genes on and off, actually causing the cell to kill it, by the cancer cells to be killed, of the body to kill those cancer cells. So this is certainly is the how we should be treating cancer, instead of burning or poisoning or radiating or excising these cancers. And yet, of course, this is not being widely picked up, because certainly if we were to do that, and I hate to say this, But, of course, it would be very expensive for the drug companies, that sometimes their treatments will cost $50,000 or $100,000 for the cancer treatments that make long life just a matter of a few months. Now, the average doctor really doesn't know, because he is guided by what he reads in his journals and certainly what he hears at his meetings, and all of these are under the control of the drug industry, which has the full support of the Federal Drug Administration, which gives corruption a bad name. And those of you who have never read the testimony of Dr. David Graham and what happened with Vioxx, which was a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory they were using, and they knew it was going to kill people, somewhere between 60,000 and 160,000. And Dr. Graham, of course, worked for the FDA, was in charge of this, and tried to get the information out, and what fate befell him. And what was his crime? He tried to save human lives working for a government agency. Well, Dr. Blaylock, you pick up the story because, of course, really this is exciting treatment. And the tragedy is most people are totally unaware of it because it's blocked out by the controlled media. It's blocked out by 60 Minutes and by so many of the major means of communication, almost as if they don't want the American people to know there are effective treatments for cancer. Please go right ahead.
Well, you know, my own personal experience, you know, since I don't have access to intravenous treatments and with anineoplastones, I was using oral treatments by changing diet, eliminating things we know that promote cancer growth and spread, and using selected flavonoids from plants that have been proven scientifically to operate on these same areas that Dr. Brzezinski's working on. And I remember one of the patients I had very vividly. She was a young a mother who came in, and she was told by her doctor that she had metastatic breast cancer. It was in her bones and liver and lungs, and they said she had a matter of weeks to live. Well, she was overweight. She came in on a crutch. She was just in excruciating pain. She looked like death warmed over, and her husband came with her, and he said, "I don't know if anything can be done, but we'll try anything." Well, I put her on this group of supplements and changed her diet, and she followed it exactly. Within 3 weeks, she came into the office, and I didn't recognize her. She had lost weight. She was full of energy. She had no more pain. She didn't use a crutch any longer. And she said, "I feel better now than I did before I got cancer." You know, even before I got cancer. She said, this is the best I've ever felt. She said, "I have so much energy." She said, "I don't have any pain at all." She said, "I've lost the weight, and my mind is clear." And she had already been through chemotherapy to the maximum degree, the super high-dose chemotherapy, the radiation, everything. And we treated her. I treated her for a year. Well, her oncologist, her breast cancer surgeon, talked her into seeing this oncologist that he knew. And so she reluctantly, even though we scanned her, most of her tumors had disappeared, she decided she was going to go with the chemotherapy to get rid of what little bit was left. And I advised her not to, but she did it anyway, and of course it killed her. I really feel that she would still be alive today if she just continued what she was doing. But that's the problem we have. They get to these oncologists and they terrify them. They tell them this is the most advanced treatment the world knows. And if you don't do it, you're going to die. And so they're so terrified they do it. And they make promises they can't keep. You know, for instance, they'll go to an oncologist and they'll say, "Well, this treatment really has a good response rate." And patients don't know what that means. But if you deal in the field of oncology, what that means is the tumor shrinks when you give this agent. But what happens is it shrinks, the tumor becomes resistant to the chemotherapy, and then it starts growing much faster than it did to begin with. And that's when the patients come back and the doctor says, well, it's all over your body. We've lost control of it. Well, this is called multi-drug resistance. And what that means is you're not only, your tumor is not only resistant to that chemotherapy that you received, but to all chemotherapy. Well, they've been trying to figure out how can we overcome this multi-drug resistance. Well, in the oncology journals, there's a number of studies reported in which simple things like curcumin, quercetin, resveratrol, ferulic acid, ellagic acid, have reversed multi-drug resistance so that the tumor will become highly sensitive to the chemotherapy, and you can use much, much lower doses of the chemotherapy and get much better results. But unfortunately, the oncologists won't read these articles because they don't know what curcumin is, they don't know what quercetin is, they don't know how to give it. So they just ignore those articles and read the ones about the latest chemotherapy.
They don't know what resveratrol is. And, Chris, a lot of our listeners are on resveratrol, and I think this is a really an amazing, amazing drug.
So there's a lot of natural things that people now have access to that have been shown to be extremely potent inhibitors of cancer growth and spread. One of the most impressive is curcumin. There's literally hundreds of articles on the anti-cancer effect of curcumin, which is a flavonoid extracted from the spice turmeric. So when they looked at, for instance, Indians who use turmeric on a lot of their foods, they found out, well, they have drastically low rates of cancer, particularly the colon, where the turmeric is in the food. So their colon cancer rate is a fraction of the rest of the world. But despite knowing these things, and it's in the literature, doctors just ignore it. They don't pay any attention to it.
But don't you think, Russell, that's because it's not talked about at the medical meetings? I mean, I go to medical meetings all the time, and they'll have people there, of course, brought in by the pharmaceutical agency. We're required to go to the meetings to keep our medical license. And so the pharmaceutical agency or industry sends in these doctors, very well-spoken, very nice-looking, a wonderful presentation, wonderful PowerPoint presentation about how great this product is. And they may let you know that they're being paid by the pharmaceutical industry, but it's influencing the doctor's thought and these other things like simple things like diet and quercetin and turmeric are simply never mentioned in the meetings the doctor attends or in the journals that he reads.
Well, the first part of that is true. That's a major part of it. Number one, they're never exposed to it in medical school. It's never taught just how powerful these dietary extractives are. When they go to the medical meetings, like you say, it's not even a presentation. But it is in the journals. When I go through all the major oncology journals every month, it is filled with articles about this. The problem is they don't read them. They read the latest treatment regimen by a pharmaceutical company because that's what they were taught in their residency. They don't know how to read and understand these nutritional articles. But the oncology journals are literally filled with them, and there's more of them every day, showing exact mechanisms of how these things are working through these complex cell signaling processes. And just like Dr. Brzezinski's antineoplastons, the beauty of the flavonoids is that they also attack cancer at hundreds of points in the cancer cell and have no toxicity on normal cells. In fact, they protect the normal cell and keep normal cells from becoming cancerous. But until we can get the physicians to start reading them and learning about nutrition, when I talk to my old colleagues in medicine and I start talking about these things, they'll admit they have no idea what I'm even saying. They've heard of the word antioxidant, but they don't know one free radical from another. They don't even know what lipid peroxidation is. and you start talking cell signaling, they're completely lost. They have no clue as to what I'm talking about. So these major advances that are far advanced of what we're doing now, our trained physicians, and particularly our older physicians, they don't have a clue. They don't even know how to read the article and understand it, because it's discussing these complex cell signaling processes and how these things work. And if you read some of Dr. Brzezinski's scholarly articles on this epigenomic effects of antineoplastons, it is very complex. You know, I have to get out my cell signaling book and look up some of these things. But he is just light years ahead of what's being done in this country. Now, the Japanese are also using the antineoplaston and finding the same dramatic beneficial effects as Dr. Brzezinski, and the Germans are too.
Well, of course, are other doctors in the United States besides Dr. Brzezinski using the antineoplastins?
No.
We know some of the drug companies found out about this, and of course, they were the ones working certainly with the with the FDA that blocked Brzezinski from using this widely, and I think that they've really tried to frighten other doctors, so they're almost afraid to use it. After all, Brzezinski was taken to court many times, tried to send him to prison for his crime. He was curing people of cancer, but they said no, it was because he was allowing these products to be shipped across state boundaries. That was the crime. Didn't matter how many people he saved, but he was allowing them to be shipped across state boundaries, and he said, I didn't ship them across state boundaries. Somebody else may have shipped them, but I didn't ship them, and that was really what they went after him for, was because it was an interstate transfer of a product that wasn't approved by the all-knowing officials in Washington, D.C.
That's exactly right. And, you know, as you were saying previously, as we're moving into socialized medicine, collectivist medicine, where the government is going to be the provider of medical care, and it becomes even more bureaucratized, then physicians will be required by law to follow exactly what the elitists in the medical field say they should do and how they should treat patients. And of course, what we found in investigations, and many of this is proven, is that they're under the thumb of the pharmaceutical company. So then, in the future world of socialist collectivist medicine, they'll be required to do it, or they'll go to jail or lose their license or both, and face huge fines. So even now I find physicians who will tell me, well, I would like to do some of these things you're doing. But I'm afraid of being attacked by the government.
And I've had public
medical society taking my license away.
I've had public health officers tell me the same thing. Stan, we know what you're saying is right, but we can't support you publicly, but you keep up the good job. These are public health officials employed by government and by county, and we know what you're doing is right, but we can't back you publicly. Russell, before we go on, I do want you to get your telephone number out. I don't mean your telephone number, but your website. Where can people actually get the Blaylock letter?
They can go to my website, www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's RussellBlaylockMD.com. And it has the articles I've published, some on cancer, some on degenerative brain disorders and vaccine, that are published in peer-reviewed journals. You can download those. I have other information that I've collected there as well. So, you can visit the website and find these things.
But how can they get your regular newsletter?
And they can get the newsletter through the website as well. There's a thing that up at the top, you just go to newsletter and it'll take you right to it.
In fact, there's a new book out. It's a lot about Dr. Blaylock's previous newsletter, and it's, of course, it's all arranged and there's an index there, and so I thought we just got that from Newsmax, and my wife won't let me see it. She's keeping that, but of course, great deal of information indexed, and of course we do carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. His book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, things that you must have to really understand what you have to do to preserve your health and the health of your family and your loved ones. Russell, what can people do? Because here we've got Dr. Blaylock has a very effective treatment, far more effective than conventional treatments, but he's being blocked. Effective cancer treatment is being blocked, always in the name of, well, we're from the government, and we're here to help the pharmaceutical industries. But go right ahead.
Well, for people who already have cancer, particularly if they have metastatic cancer, I would contact the Brzezinski Clinic and make an appointment. Be treated, no matter where you live. The other thing you can do, there's a lot of things you can do in addition to that that will even make it more successful in my way of thinking, and that's change your diet. Take these flavonoids we know that are powerful cancer inhibitors. Exercise regularly, a moderate exercise, and that tremendously reduce your risk of cancer. Now, I have at least three or four of my newsletters, which goes through all the modern theories and what we know about cancer, what causes it, what to do about it, how to reduce your risk. So if you get the newsletter, they'll let you go back to the previous archive ones or get this archived book that Dan told you about, which has all these cancer newsletters in it. But it'll explain it to you so you better understand why people develop cancer in the first place.
And because I take the newsletter, I read it every month when it comes, and I actually pay for that newsletter. But it's well worth it. And of course, if you you get the subscription now, you can get the book as well. We'll be right back. Well, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, Russell.
Well, it's 2 points here. Number one is that we need to take care of our own health care. People need to learn how to care for themselves. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us.
Could have been cured in all probability or a good chance, and the government officials would not allow that. We go into great detail, of course, as far as what happened at the court trials where they tried to send Dr. Brzezinski to prison because he was saving so many lives. And this has been going on for decades, and you're not going to hear about this on 60 Minutes or 2020 for a very good reason. Well, that's the Brzezinski breakthrough. I believe it's called the Brzezinski breakthrough. Anyway, if you ask for the 4 tapes on Brzezinski, we talked about the book by Dr. Marshall Angel, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. What you should know about the drug companies. We actually carry, of course, a 4 tape set or 4 CD set by Dr. Blaylock called Life-Saving Secrets. Life-Saving Secrets. We have a DVD he made when he was out here at our last conference. It is entitled Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development, because vaccines do interfere with brain development because, of course, they carry heavy metals. They carry aluminum. They carry mercury. They carry all sorts of things which are designed to increase the inflammation of the immune system. But also, of course, it's carried over into the brain, which is why so many children develop brain injuries today in the United States. 1 in every 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. You don't see that in countries where they don't vaccinate the children. You certainly don't see this in the Amish children where they refuse to vaccinate. But you're not going to hear this anyplace. And so I remember, of course, that's the a 4-tape set on Life-Saving Secrets and the DVD on vaccines and brain development. We carry Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then, of course, we carry his book, National Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have an excellent DVD that his son produced called Nutrition and Behavior. We see so many people today with emotional problems and schizophrenia, manic depressive, and you really need to listen to this DVD. It's a fascinating, about a 2-hour DVD, a little more expensive than some of the others, but well worthwhile getting Nutrition and Behavior, because there have been people who've been frankly schizophrenic, and by altering their diet, why, of course, you've been able to alter their activity. Certainly there are areas in prisons where they took the prisoners off a regular standard diet and put them onto a more or less a veg-en type of diet. And the hostility, the anger, the rage, the disruptive behavior of these prisoners altered. And if they left the prisons and stayed on that diet, their whole outlook on the world and their activity and their criminal activity was altered indefinitely. And you're not going to hear about this. That's why this DVD, Nutrition and Behavior, is so important. We carry one other book by Dr. Blaylock. It's called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. It's actually the first book that Russell wrote. It goes into the background of the aspartame, which they put in all of our food to poison our children, and MSG, which in so many of our foods. And, of course, they hide the names. These people are really quite unscrupulous. They will call this natural flavoring or hydrolyzed proteins, things like that, but it's all MSG. It's an excitotoxin toxin that damages the brain and has terrible effects. We know that aspartame has a predilection to causing brain tumors. They know this, and yet, of course, they're putting it in your children's food. Why would they do that? They're putting it in the gum that your child chews. They put it in the soft drinks that they drink. And they know, of course, aspartame certainly alters sexual function. It has is carcinogenic. It has a degenerative disease on the brain. It alters behavior patterns. It upsets the endocrine balance. Of course, it produces infertility. But you're never going to hear this mentioned through regular channels. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, why, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom. We're going to talk about what's happening financially, because, believe me, the United States is in real trouble, and if you're waiting for this economic recession to end, the good times to come back, why, I've got news for you. The new good times are not coming back. America is never again going to be the country that we knew before. There is an organized plan to lower the living standards of the American people, to impoverish our people, to establish almost a feudalistic society like they have in Mexico, with a few very wealthy people, and then the great mass, of course, will be simply impoverished. Now, if you look and see what's going on in the world today, why, it basically, we have about 70 million Americans with a mortgage on their home. And, of course, about 50 million of those, actually, of course, I should say 70 million people who have homes, 50 million people who have mortgages on their homes. Of those people who have mortgages on their homes, 15.5 million are underwater. In other words, they owe more on their mortgage than the home is actually worth. And over about 5.8 million at the current time are over 90 days behind as far as they're keeping up with their mortgage payments. And many of these people, probably the vast majority, will lose their homes. Now, already 3 million people have lost their homes. We have another 5.8 million people who are certainly in danger of losing their homes, and maybe they'll be able to do something, and maybe they won't. But certainly the price of homes is going to continue to drop, and this would be the first thing you would address if you were really trying to solve the problem. They came up with one program called Hope for Homeowners. They put up, I think it was $40 billion, something like that, or $4 billion, to help the homeowners. And it was supposed to help, I think, 400,000 homeowners, and it ended up helping one homeowner. They got a lot of other programs doing a little bit better than that. But if they wanted to solve the problem, they would. They'd simply have the government buy up all the mortgages and let the people rent, and then with the idea that they could buy the home back again if they, if the price came back again. But they're not doing what is logical, because they don't want to solve the problem. But they can't let the American people know that. They've got to give the impression that they're doing everything they can to solve the problem. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the people who created the problem are the people who are running things here. And the real agenda is to create a chaotic situation, and out of that bring in the new world order. And when you understand that, everything going on today begins to make sense. Melody Cederstrom, from Discount Gold and Silver, how are you tonight?
just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, why don't you bring us up today with what's happening from your point of view?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, the world we know or knew is no longer, and I believe the changes that we see happening is a process, an evolution to their program, to their agenda, and it has taken time and will continue to take time. And of course, you know, being in the gold business, and you know, personally, I do believe that owning gold and silver is one way to at least for this time to be out of their system. It's a way to be private, and because it's going to be a long process.
It really is, and of course, this is going to go on for a good while. People are hoping, well, maybe later this year things are going to get better. Maybe the first of next year things are going to get better. After all, we have this tremendous amount of money that they put out, and it's going to solve the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll solve it maybe for a few months, but it's not going to solve the problem because we're not getting to the cause, and they know that. They just don't want you to know. Well, Melody, they're certainly knocking down the price of gold and silver, aren't they?
Well, they certainly have, and I just went and did some quick checks on the gold price. And actually, 4 out of the 6 months this year, gold has been over the $900 level. The average is around $915, but certainly a lot lower than what it should be, considering what the world events that are occurring, and silver has a little bit more of a tough time. It's averaged about over $13, which is almost where it's at right now. So it's maintaining its average for the year. So you're absolutely correct. They should be a lot higher than what they are. There's various reasons, and of course they certainly, you know, we often call the prior to everything happening, you know, gold is a canary in the mine. Gold restricts their purchasing power. Gold is what tells people that there's something wrong. They have a tendency to, you know, step up the Dow, talk about the Dow. They love to show the good numbers for the Dow, you know, the quarters and the months, the indices are doing better. But that makes people feel good, as we so often say on the program. Well, gold is an indicator, that things are not as good, so they have a tendency to keep the price of gold down. But more and more places, and a lot of your financial magazines, articles of gold are cropping up. They certainly take the middle of the road approach to gold, but ultimately is that's where they are at. But you know, they just don't understand the fundamentals, and of course a lot of them are told to do what you know, the bosses tell them to do. You know, they can't go full force 100% on gold, but you're beginning to see more and more people beginning to recognize gold, but they're still scared of gold because they don't understand monetary policy and how gold works in that arena.
Well, certainly we see the Chinese beginning to accumulate gold. Apparently, they're very large gold producers. They're not selling gold on the market. They're keeping their own gold. But they're also accumulating gold. They have almost $2 trillion in reserves, and a lot of that is held in dollars. But they are actually buying up gold very quietly throughout the world. The Chinese are very, very shrewd business people. They're beginning to try to get out of U.S. bonds and treasury bills and things in the United States because they do not trust the dollar. In fact, the Chinese are calling for another reserve currency. In fact, we're told that the BRIC nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, and China, are looking for another reserve currency to replace the dollar. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Melody Cedarstrom. We're just talking about, certainly they've kept the price of gold and silver down, and they've knocked it down. Why? Because, of course, if the price of gold were to go up, people would begin to wonder about the value of the dollar. And they really ought to wonder about the value of the dollar, because we are simply creating massive amounts of money and credit. We are going to have a deficit by the 30th of September, the end of this fiscal year, of at least $1.8 trillion, and it could very well be well over $2 trillion. And how much is $1 trillion? It took the United States from 89 till 1789 to 1989 to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Now we're accumulating acknowledged $1.8 trillion and perhaps far more than that in 1 year, this current year, and next year it'll probably be equally bad. People don't understand that when a nation gets head over heels in debt and there's not enough money in the world to pay off their debts, that nation eventually goes bankrupt. Melody, do you talk to anybody who's really concerned about the fact that there is no money in the Social Security and Medicare fund? That, oh, basically, if you look at what we owe on Medicare, on Social Security, on the other trust funds, that the government has stolen all of the money out of it, given IOUs, plus the national debt, we're probably talking at $65 trillion. And then, of course, according to Mr. Richard Fisher of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, he's talking, if you take in the states and all the other things that are owed, about a $99 trillion debt. Do you think most people have any idea of the enormity of what we're talking about?
People who listen to this program and, of course, listen to alternative radio, other programs, and read alternative newspapers, they have an understanding. I think it's very difficult for people to truly grasp the trillions and trillions of dollars. Numbers are just being thrown around, but the average Joe out there, no, I don't think he understands. I think a lot of my generation, I mean, you know, people in their 50s and that have yet to, you know, need Social Security. I mean, we all know it won't be there. So, you know, we have to do to plan our retirement and keep working. But I guess as long as there's a job in which a person can keep working, that's probably a good thing because people do need to continue to work. So, you know, our plans are, you know, we have to plan for no Social Security and so forth. I think the younger generation, you know, I believe they know there won't be anything there, you know, but again, they have the other benefits. I saw one commentary from a gal, she was in 20, and she's mad at the older people because she's not allowed to borrow and spend like the older generation was, so she's upset with the older generation. You know, she couldn't buy on borrowed money. And so, I mean, they have a complete different way of thinking. I think a lot of the retired people now that are dependent on Social Security, they're concerned that it will be cut back. They're concerned that they might lose it because so many of them, they can't live without it. Because it was there for them. So I think you have varying degrees of concern for those types of programs. But then again, we're a government that Social Security will fail. They'll probably come up with a different type of a program, you know, as long as they can keep selling our debt to support it. So. But again, it all comes back to the fiat currency, and you know, we've been talking about people for a very long time what happens with a fiat currency, and it takes time for all these things to filter through, for the inflation to filter through, and you know, you can't have a high price in gold and not talk about inflation, and all you have is these government profile people talking about no inflation, that they have inflation under control and so forth, but everyone really knows the truth that inflation is a stealer of wealth, and people will lose a lot.
Well, certainly they have actually lost so much money from, I mean, it is estimated that the world has lost about $60 trillion of wealth. In other words, this is all the countries in the world, but here in the United States, probably at least $15 trillion is just evaporated. It no longer exists. These are the overinflated prices of the stock market, and those prices have evaporated. Why? Because there was nothing behind them. And even today, of course, if you look at the price-earnings ratio of the Standard & Poor's Index, now remember the Dow Jones is 40 industrials. Standard & Poor's is 500 stocks. You evaluate the value of the stock by the price-earnings ratio, which should be 10, at the most 15. It's 120 to 1. When the earnings come out here, and they'll be coming out the first part of July, for the second quarter, they're going to be dismal. And, of course, that's people are going to begin to see through the facade, through the fraud that they've been telling the American people, oh, we see green sprouts, things are getting better, where the rate of job loss is diminishing. Well, wait a minute, we're still losing jobs. It's just that the rate is diminishing. How much did it diminish? Well, in the last month, I think they said we had about 350,000 people. 350,000 Americans lost their jobs. The unemployment rate was 9.4%. The number was 14.5 million. But that figure that they came up with, this 350,000 people lost their jobs, had something called the birth-death ratio, which is, of course, something they make up. And if they didn't have the birth-death ratio, the figure would have been about 550,000 people lost their jobs in the month of May. And it's simply not that figures don't lie. Figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they work for the government. They do what they're told, and we have to control the perception of the American people. They do a pretty good job. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question, comment, you agree, you disagree. Maybe you think things are really getting better. We're on the road to recovery. The Obama stimulus plan's going to solve all of our problems. If we can just have more spending, more consumption, why, of course, and create more money, why, of course, everything will be fine. The good times will be back again. There's some people who say, well, we don't need more, you know, spending and consumption. We mean nor need more savings and production. They say, well, but we are saving now. The savings rate's about 6.1%. But the people aren't putting that in the bank. What they're doing is they're paying off their credit cards. They're paying off their loans. They're paying off their debt. They're not actually saving any money because we're so far behind them because they're not in a position to save money. It's just that they're not going further into debt. And certainly when we hear so many of these things, Melody, about how people have begun saving, do you really think people are really saving money or they're just trying to get out of debt?
I think they're just trying to get out of debt, and even in previous recessions coming out, the savings rate per their number was 10%, so we're still far away, you know, for what is normal and everything by their numbers, but you're right, that money is going to pay off and to live. People are losing their jobs. I mean, how in the world can they save? I mean, I was traveling through Pittsburgh, and if I heard correctly, I mean, you have shopping malls that are closing. They're having two shopping malls that are scheduled. Their occupancy rate is 70%, and they're looking to close. So you're looking at all these, you know, retail service people that will be losing jobs. Where are they going to get their jobs? You have everyone that is cutting back. And so it's very difficult to save in those conditions. So, you know, that, again, it's the way they distort the truth. They just they add a little bit of the number, and, you know, most people will scratch their heads and say, well, I guess if they say it, I guess it must be so.
Well, it's really interesting, General Motors. They tell us that General Motors is going to emerge from bankruptcy lean and effective. It's going to be lean, it's going to be much smaller, going to be effective. Well, if it's much smaller, that means a lot of people are going to be losing their jobs. And, of course, they've discontinued, the government, by its edict, has discontinued a number of their lines. That they don't want them to producing Hummers. They're going to be produced over in China. They don't want them producing Saturns. They've sold Saturn. They don't want them producing Pontiacs and many of the other lines that they produced in the past. The government edict, they call it now no longer General Motors, but Government Motors. Government Motors has a 31-year-old law school graduate presiding over the simply disbursement of the products of General Motors, and they tell it when it emerges, it's going to be much smaller and much more efficient. Well, when it comes back much smaller, it means a lot less jobs. What's going to happen to those jobs? Why, of course, they're transferring them to the BRIC nations. We're giving General Motors $50 billion, maybe as much as $60 billion, so they can transfer their production to China, to India, to Brazil, to Russia. Those are the BRIC nations. They've just come up with this word. Understand, they create these new words, and then you see them all the time. Suddenly we're talking about BRIC nations. I don't remember BRIC nations 6 months ago, do you?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't. But they come up with these new words, and then they become part of our vocabulary. But the long-term plan has always been to transfer our production to other nations. But they can't tell the American people that, nor can they tell the American people that we're going to subsidize the transfer of cars to other countries. Now, General Motors has said that they're going to start importing importing cars from other countries to sell here in the United States to their dealerships, but they're not telling you that the cars that they're going to begin importing from other countries are General Motors cars produced in China and in India and in Russia and Brazil. They can't let you know that they're transferring our manufacturing and our wealth to other countries. It's all part of a plan to lower living standards here in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we'd like your calls. If you have a comment, a question, our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And certainly in times like this, why many people, of course, are not putting their confidence in men, but rather trying to get something that has had value down through the ages. Gold and silver has, and we'll hope it will retain at least its buying power, and who knows, it might even go up in value. Well, Melody, certainly is business holding up pretty well with you?
It's business as usual.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment about what is taking place financially throughout the world. And of course, we haven't yet, of course, seen the ultimate bubble. The ultimate bubble is the derivative market. And the derivative market is so large that most people cannot even comprehend the amounts of money we're talking about. Have you looked into the derivative market at all, Melody, and of course the implications of when that bubble ultimately pops?
Well, I think we're going to, I mean, what is astounding is that the numbers of the derivatives continue to increase, and that is certainly, the derivative is certainly something in which they have kept under wraps, and not a lot of discussion about that. How they'll unwind and so forth, but I think you'll see. excuse me. I think you'll see an unwinding, and I think it's up to what 800 trillion, or no, it's quadrillion.
Well, the figures basically are that J.P. Morgan says holds about 80 trillion dollars in derivatives. Remember, the gross domestic product of the entire United States is $14 trillion. J.P. Morgan Chase holds $80 trillion in derivatives. It's said that there are somewhere between $700 trillion and $1.25 quadrillion in derivatives throughout the world. Probably well over $150 trillion are held here in the United States. The rest in other countries. And simply, this is simply a way of gaming the system. And great profits will be made. Great profits will be made by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase. And where did the profits come from? They came from American tax dollars as we funneled through money, taxpayers' money through AIG to the major banks that created the problem. And of course, what's going to see you're seeing today is the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place. And what's going to end up is the American people impoverished, and the major banks, of course, who belong to the Brotherhood of Darkness, tie into the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and who control the Fed, and who have blocked any efforts to regulate derivatives and to regulate the housing market, the people who created the problem, they're going to end up with trillions of dollars in their deposits, and the rest of us, of course, will be totally impoverished. At least this is the way it looks to me. What do you think about it?
Well, I agree. excuse me, I'm losing my voice for some reason this evening. We've been seeing it in various programs, and we saw it with the dot-com bubbles, and we've seen it with the housing bubbles, the creation of all these derivatives and the housing and the mortgages, and it is all these plans, and there's going to be a group of people who get extremely wealthy, and I can only encourage those that are listening and that already own gold and silver, that is your one way to stay out of the system. To preserve your purchasing power as this unfolds. And most people are becoming very impatient. It's difficult to understand. I mean, we all believe and we understand the manipulation of gold and silver. We certainly do believe that prices should be extremely higher based on what is happening, and it's difficult to keep that patience. But we do not know the time frame, and we do have to remain that way. And as we see this all unfold, whether it happens tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now, or 2 years from now, I think that the path that we're on is irreversible, and it's just a matter of time, so to speak. But you just have to stay the course, continue to preserve and to prepare, and as this unfolds, and You know, when we spoke about this 15 years ago, you know, it was very difficult for people to grasp that we would see the dollar lose value as it has. It was difficult to see a lot of things that are happening today 15, 20 years ago. So it's come to pass, it's happening, and this is what happens. It all goes back to the fiat currency. It is a path, it is a, it's not going to change. So inflation is coming, inflation is here, and it will continue to grow.
I'm sure it will. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our producer, who's really quite a learned individual on this, suggests that when the derivative market collapses, and we're talking about the greatest bubble of all time, we're talking about somewhere between 700 trillion and 1.25 quadrillion dollars in derivatives out there. And of course, he says that when that goes, simply it's going to remove a fabulous amount of money from the in circulation. It would be highly deflationary. We are living in uncertain times, so much of what's going on really doesn't make much in the way of sense. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Of course, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about really what's going on in the world today. And certainly as we look and see what's taking place, we live in very uncertain times. More and more businesses across America are closing their doors. And what most people do not understand is that many of the large banks have cut off lines of credit to the small businesses. And J.P. Morgan is doing this at the present time. J.P. Morgan Chase has plenty of money, but they're actually cutting off the credit lines of many of the small businesses which were dependent upon, I believe it was Covia that they actually purchased. And of course, they of course, had the money coming from Wachovia, and now J.P. Morgan will not give it to them. And what do the small businesses do? Most small businesses rely upon being able to borrow money to operate, and you cut off the credit lines. It's just like happened in the 1830s under Andrew Jackson when the bank set out to destroy the economy. And I would like to suggest that is exactly what they're doing today, but most people don't understand what happened during the reign of Andrew Jackson, so they don't understand what is going on today. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question about what's going on, if you'd like to talk to Melody, and we were certainly talking about the fact that most people really don't understand that at the present time the major banks are cutting off the lines of credit to small businesses, and those businesses are going to go down, and with that the jobs of creditors go down, and people losing their jobs will not be able to make the payments on their homes, and they're going to lose their homes, and then the price of homes is going to continue going down, and all of this is being created by the major banks, who know exactly what they're doing. It's a game that they played going back for hundreds of years, of course, creating recessions, making initially money very readily available, increasing the money and credit that was out there, lending money so people could invest and make fortunes and get themselves head over heels in debt, and then suddenly cutting off the availability of money and collapsing the economy. And that's described in a book we carry, written in 1899 by Mr. Walther. The book is entitled The Coming Battle and the Battle of the Banks to steal the money of the public. And they've done it again and again, and they're doing it today, and nobody is telling you what's going on. And everything is being done to prevent the American people from knowing that the major banks control the Fed. They own the Fed. They control Mr. Bernanke, and the last thing they want is an audit for the American people to know about the scam that they're pulling and how they're really raping and pillaging our society, as they did in the 1830s and again since then. Well, give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And if you'd like, Melody, would you like to get out your telephone number, your website, and tell people what they'll learn if they go to your website?
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, and on the website there's archive radio programs you can listen to, there's articles you can read, and lots of answers to questions in which people have when they're purchasing or they're looking to purchase gold and silver coins, and that website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. So lots of things to do there. You can sign up for a weekly contact from Discount Gold and Silver, and it'll keep you posted on what is going on and so forth. So check out the website. And if you have any questions and you'd like to email us, you can do that also. And our email address is discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. So that's discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
And I think, of course, is actually this things get tighter and tighter. We're going to see an increasing in certainly of acts of monetary crime. My wife was at one of the major the shopping centers recently, and a place where she ordinarily does her food shopping. And, they suddenly took her check, and they ran it through some sort of machine, and then they would, of course, accept it. And when my wife commented on it, she thought it was something rather new and a little unusual. The woman said, well, we have to do this. You see, right now, we're getting so many checks that are bad. And, of course, ordinarily, if we take a check from somebody on a Friday and then we won't have a chance to deposit until Monday, we won't know that it's not good until Monday. And more people are going to be are cashing fraudulent checks. And then what do you do? Have to go after the people? How do you get the money from them? And more businesses are going to have more and more problems. And as the businesses have problems, and of course, they certainly don't operate on that large a margin. And, of course, if they get too many fraudulent checks, there's too much shoplifting, then the businesses go down. And all the people who work for the business lose their jobs. And then we see this cascade of things that are happening. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intent, as they intentionally have transferred our manufacturing and our productivity to other nations. And no nation can continue and prosper simply on consumption. Nations, to be great and prosperous, have to, of course, be productive, and America is losing its position as the greatest producing nation in the world. And, of course, this is happening not by accident, but by intent, because the people who really run the things behind the scenes, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, are globalists. And their goal is to create equitable distribution of wealth, not only within nations, which means, of course, taking your money and transferring it to other people, but not, of course, to the very not people of great wealth. They're not going to give up their money, but redistributing the wealth within the country, and then equitable distribution between nations, and that means bringing the living standards of the Chinese people up to that of the American living standards. And, of course, you really can't do that if we were to maintain the current living standards. So the plan is to lower the living standards of the American people and to raise the living standards in China and in Malaysia and throughout the rest of the world. And if you doubt that, all you have to do is get the Earth Charter. You get it on the Internet. It was written by Stephen Rockefeller, who is the nephew of David Rockefeller, who is one of the richest men in the world, far richer than Bill Gates or Warren Buffett, or just pikers. But they're the ones, of course, names are put before you, the public. And you're supposed to believe what you read in the newspapers. But the people who really run this country are the Rockefeller family. They have already for well over 100 years. And the nephew of David Rockefeller, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter that calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. He's talking about your wealth, not their wealth. Our number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 465-6651. I'm sorry, that's 464-8295, 464-8295. Getting a little late here, and it's even later back where you are, isn't it, Melody?
Yes, it is.
All right, fine. Well, what do you think is going to happen here in this next 6 months or so? Do you have any prognostications?
You know, it's so difficult to put on time frames, and I agree with you. And the second quarter numbers come out. You know, there's going to be a lot of, they're going to try to window dress a lot of everything, and so you're going to see a lot of, again, misreporting on things. And but I think heading into the third quarter and come August, I think you're going to begin to see again the same troubles as we have. More numbers will be released, more jobs will be lost, and I think you'll see the market maybe erode a little bit. But we know the path that we're on. We know it's not going to change, and the importance is protecting what you have. And you're right; they don't want you to own gold and silver. They'd rather have you have your money in dollar-related assets, because you get to lose that way. They get to strip you of your wealth. You know, they don't want you to own gold. I mean, I don't understand why people haven't figured that out yet. They don't want you to own gold. So when my government doesn't want me to own something, that is exactly what I want. I want to go in the opposite direction of what they tell me. And gold will preserve your wealth. Sure, we're going to have ups and downs. There's going to be manipulation in the prices. But I'll tell you what, when you look at everything else, when you look at any other investment out there, gold is still your way, is the insurance policy to preserve your purchasing power and your wealth. And that is really the place to be. Certainly, you do have to take other precautions and make sure you do have, enough food and water and all the other needs that you might have as an individual and what's suitable for you. And that's the key, what's suitable for you. Over the years, I've seen so many people put their money in places where it just wasn't suitable for them. And so you really have to take a hard look at yourself, at your finances, what your family is, what your family needs, and take it from there. And because you're going to hear a lot of people talking on various programs, and certainly there's a lot of good products and so forth, and people have a tendency to get carried away. And I think one of the most important lessons I've learned was the gentleman who lived through the Texas hurricanes a couple years ago, and he had to evacuate, Houston. He went to his little place that he had, so him and his wife could leave if there was any emergencies. And he says, I was surprised. He says, I had things I didn't need, and there were things that I needed and I didn't have. And he says, I thought I read all the books on survival, and he said, I thought I had everything, but boy, did I learn. So take a hard look at what you really need, and that was a very good lesson. So we have a tendency to buy things we don't need and overlook some of the things that we do. So be very careful and look to what is suitable for you, and that's the best way, I believe, and that's what I try to do.
All right, fine. We've got Mark calling from Seacliff. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Mark, how are you doing?
Yes, hi. I just had a simple question. I noticed over the years that the University of California, Santa Cruz, had their big sign, wooden sign, at High and Bay Street, where the entryway is, the main entry. And it said University of California, Santa Cruz, and beneath it, it used to say Fiat Lux, L-U-X, two words. And I'm too lazy to look up the Latin or whatever, so I just thought you may know.
No, I really don't. Maybe somebody out there in the listening audience does. What were the two words again?
Fiat, as you described, the fiat money system.
All right.
F-I-A-T, and then the second word, L-U-X. But it's no longer there. They've changed it. They've gotten rid of the fiat lux. And I thought maybe there was some, you know, expression, Latin expression that meant...
Well, I'm sure it has a Latin expression that meant something, but
yeah.
I'm not very good at Latin. Maybe somebody out there in the listening audience would know what that phrase was, why it was there, and why it was taken down. So if you know why, give us a call. Okay, anything else, Mike?
Oh, no, I'll probably just call the library, and they'll answer it for me in a few minutes.
All right, of course. Do you have access to a computer?
No, actually, I don't.
All right, fine. Well, certainly, the search engines there know everything. It's really amazing how smart they are.
It's amazing, yeah. I'd like to get one sometime soon.
Okay. All right, fine. I hope you will, and I hope you continue listening. And
you bet.
If we come up with the answer, why, you'll be the first one to know. God bless. Thanks
all right,
so much.
You too.
Okay. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. If you have a question, and we're talking primarily about finances tonight, but if you've got a question on something else that you think Melody could answer, why, go ahead and ask it.
Actually, Dr. Stan, the Fiat Lux is Latin for let there be light.
Really?
And that is the motto of the University of California. And it was also an ancient biblical reference that announced the coming of light into the world. Now, I'm not that smart. I just Googled it. So that is what it says in relationship to the California.
You shouldn't have told me you Googled it. I would have been very impressed. Well, I am very impressed anyway.
Yeah, but Dr. Stan, I'm just too honest.
I know. All right, well, let there be light. Of course, this was a very important concept. What we need is, but of course it has a dual meaning. And of course, certainly there are those who are within the occult movement, and when they use that phrase light, of course they're talking about an entirely different light than, of course, the Christian would be talking about. So who knows what goes on up at UC, but I doubt very much if that is a Christian phrase that they're using. Anyway, of course, we're talking about what's going on financially in the world, and let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in real trouble, and we are just in the very early stages of this recession. It's become a depression, and it's going to become probably the worst financial catastrophe the world has seen in the last several hundred years. And there's certain people who I have a great deal of respect for, people like Bob Proctor of the Elliott Wave Theory, who says that this is going to be the worst financial collapse in the last 300 years. And he may very well be right, that we're going to see the total destruction of the financial structure of our nation and the world, and maybe it would be the best thing that could possibly happen, because we would get back to something that was founded in reality rather than in the make-believe world of international finance, which, of course, has certainly enriched a small group of people and has kept almost half the world living on $2 a day income, almost a quarter of the world living on $1 a day income. And, of course, this has been done intentionally so that they could take the natural resources from those countries and funnel them here so we could live very well. But men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we have lived so well here in the United States, have an obligation to our fellow humans live elsewhere, to remedy the situation, to have a free enterprise system, not one, of course, that is imposed by American troops stationed in 130 nations at least throughout the world. And, of course, American installs the leaders of the country, deposes those who oppose our positions, and of course, as we've seen, see going on in Afghanistan today, simply kills people and civilians who get in the way of the imperial Certainly Tendencies of the American Empire. We do carry a book. I believe The Secret of the American Empire. It's written by certainly John Perkins. We carry his initial book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. People do not understand that the real function of the American government is globalism. It has nothing to do with our the elected government. It has to do with the invisible government that manipulates, of course, the Congress and the Senate and controls the presidency. And as I've said many times before, and I will say many times again, between 1976 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the Trilateral Commission, and during that period of time, seven of these secretaries of state and nine of the secretaries of defense came from that organization, and six of the eight presidents of the World Bank and eight of the 10 World Trade representatives, and certainly three of the four head chairman of the Federal Reserve System, came from the membership roles of the Council of the Trilateral Commission. Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell us that? Why does he attack anybody who even mentions the Trilateral Commission, or what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness? And I would simply reiterate, I believe Rush Limbaugh is one of the finest communicators that money could buy. He knows what's going on. He's been very well rewarded for playing his part, as do most of them. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Melody, let's get your telephone number and your webpage out one more time.
Our telephone number here at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
All right, fine. And, of course, Melody does support Radio Liberty, and we certainly support her. We think she does a great job, and we've had an awful lot of replies from our listeners out across America who dealt with Melody and certainly are very, very satisfied. So we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program. But it's vitally important that you understand what's going on. None of this is happening by accident. They're going to try to convince you it was greed, it was accidental. It wasn't. It was done intentionally. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we've got Craig.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Financial Tsunami, and we recommend it, and it comes with a syllabus. Financial Tsunami, we have a very recent talk. It's called Financial Armageddon, and it comes with a syllabus, and we recommend that. We have a 4-CD set, and interviews with Gerald Celente and certainly Bob Chapman and a couple of other of our recent guests. It's called Financial Armageddon, but it's a tape set, not the DVD. I mean, you're only going to get one to get the DVD, not because I want you to hear me talk, but because the information is vitally important to your education. But if you can't get both of them, the Financial Armageddon CD set, the Financial Armageddon DVD with the syllabus, because the syllabus is important to understanding what's going on. We carry a book written over 100 years ago called The Coming Battle, how the banks were going to try to take over our country. And, of course, they have. They control the Federal Reserve System, which controls Congress. And, of course, Mr. Bernanke has said recently, you know, if you try to investigate us or Congress tries to take control of the system, the whole system will collapse. And incidentally, I wanted to pull that down. I tried twice, and every time I tried to copy that web page on Prison Planet, where you'll actually hear Mr. Bernanke say that, it crashed my computer. I wonder why. It happened once. Why, of course, it could be a coincidence. Twice? Well, that's a little strange, isn't it? You might try it. It's up on the Internet. You can actually hear Ben Bernanke. But when you try to save that or send it to somebody, why, at least in my instance, it crashed my computer. We actually carry a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's Ed Griffin's excellent book. If you haven't read it, you must. It really is the best overview of how this whole system works. And The Creature from Jekyll Island, we carry the book. The Buddy Creators by Gertrude Krugman was written in 1935. And then, of course, we carry a book entitled The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. Professor Sutton actually was a scholar at Hoover Institute, but he told the truth about how we were financing the North Vietnamese indirectly all during the Vietnam War. We were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in South Vietnam. And, of course, when he returned from the Republican convention after giving testimony there, returned to the Hoover Institute, that great paragon of conservatism, why they'd taken his name off his office door and disconnected his telephone, and he was banished to the basement as a lesson to anybody in the academic field who tries to do it right. But his book on the Federal Reserve conspiracy is vitally important. We carry the book, Fiat Money, Inflation in France, the story of what happened in France in 1789 when they did exactly what we're doing today. And you read that book, written 125 years ago, by Andrew Dickinson White, who is the dean of Cornell University. Why, of course, it's like deja vu all over again, because you're seeing exactly the same things happen in the United States today. And it isn't that our leaders, that the people who are running the monetary system, Mr. Geithner, member of the Trilateral Commission, Brotherhood of Darkness, Council on Foreign Relations Bilderberger Group of 30. Mr. Geithner knows exactly what he's doing and what's going to happen, but they can't tell the American people they want to destroy our economy. If you simply don't have a membership list in the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We have that in syllabus form. You can't tell the players without a program, and the people, of course, who are running our government all come from the Brotherhood of Darkness, one of the other branches of that. Almost every one of the important people, and of course, Mr. Summers, Paul Volcker, General James Jones, head of the National Security Council, his right-hand man, Mr. Damalon, the Deputy Secretary of State, four or five of the other secretaries of state, they all come from the Trilateral Commission. Why doesn't anybody ever tell you? Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.